Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm interviewing Natalie Newhart. She's a former professional CrossFit athlete and bodybuilder, and now she's working on helping women with their nutrition, their fitness, and helping by really diving into the mindset and the thought process. Now, Nat's story is very similar to mine in that it had to take us two times to crash our thyroids, mess with our adrenal glands, get to the point of having really difficult times with our metabolisms to realize that it's not the workouts. It's not that I need a new, harder workout. It's not that I need to cut calories. It's not that I need a vacation or to stop and just walk only and not work out. Yes, those might help temporarily, but it's our thoughts, the thoughts that go with us every day, day in, day out, that are actually keeping us from our fitness goals. And I know that this might sound a little batty because any of us who are over 30 kind of grew up in the universe of push harder, more disciplined, do the work. And nothing was talked about in that how we could become our own worst stressors. So I invite you to join Natalie and I and talk real about what's going on with the fitness industry and what's going on with a lot of our programming as we grew up about fitness, about dedication, all these things that's actually messing with our fitness goals. So let me introduce you to Natalie Nat Newhart. Hey, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I have Natalie or Nat Newhart on, and we are going to be talking about something that is so near and dear to my heart that like it's one of my stories I tell about myself and how stress is really keeping women from achieving their weight loss goals, their peak vitality, and how not managing your workouts, not managing your nutrition and stress well can actually crash your health. And this is what happened to Nat, happened to me, and we're going to be talking about all about it today. So Nat, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Thanks, dude. I'm stoked to be here. Thank you.
Oh, this is going to be a good one because as we found out, just chatting before we hit record, we both have a connection to Summit County, Colorado, and she lives in Summit. I used to. And so for the folks who are listening of our friends from Summit, this is going to be a fun one for you guys because we are going to give you some insights and things that I think the Summit County ladies do need to hear big time. Because yeah, we've got a lot of folks in the mountains who are trying to become professional at whatever they're doing, or just like me trying to keep up with pregnant ladies who are like 7 months pregnant, running, like blowing by me on trails and me feeling like I am like so not cool at that point. So anyway, Nat, welcome to the Health Fix Podcast.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, that's so funny that you say that. Like, I'm up there. I just started doing the uphill skiing up Copper Mountain Resort. Yeah. I mean, I guess whatever resort. And yeah, man, like there's people like running up the mountain. I'm like, whoa. And then I find myself like trying to like compete, like as if I got to stay with them or got to stay ahead of the people behind me. And I'm like, wait a minute, like remind yourself it's okay. Yeah. Like I'm here for just being, for just movement. I'm not here to like, you know, push myself, compete. And it's tough, man, when you've been spending, you know, a lot of your life just in that sort of athletic realm and competing and you know, it's hard to shift that mindset. So,
Oh my gosh. That was one of the things with CrossFit that I had to check myself all the time. I'm seeing these 20 somethings because I'm 40, going to be 45 now. I'm seeing the 20 somethings when I was in my early 40s. They're like beating me at stuff. And I'm like, you can't beat me. This isn't possible. No, like that little competitive attitude, man, it's always there.
Yeah, it's a tough one to get away from. Yeah, for sure.
Which leads us into kind of your expertise of where, unfortunately, a lot of us kind of start the process of beating our bodies up and not taking into account all the things that we need to keep ourselves healthy for athleticism, but also just for life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, yeah, especially as you get older, like that just becomes so much more important. I mean, like in the beginning, you know, it starts off with wanting to perform a certain way or wanting to look a certain way. And we get into this mindset of, you know, how to just how to work harder, you know, how to push harder, go longer, follow the plan, be super disciplined, super committed. And then there's a point for many women, whether they realize it or not, that it just stops working, you know, like maybe we, you know, we could be exhausted, but we're just like, we're still doing it, but like we're not seeing the results that we used to feel. Like we're not feeling as good. We're feeling exhausted. We're in a lot of times, for me personally, I started to gain weight really quickly. Yeah. And so it's, you know, there's a shift that definitely happens. And I'd say like you said, like around that 35, you know, those are the kind of women I work with too, like 35 to 55, like, and like the beliefs that got us to where we are, they like, those are the things that they needs to be shifted and changed, because what used to work for us no longer works for us. And if we don't get that, if we don't understand after that, if we're not really to take that leap into the unknown of changing the way that we drive, it's a really frustrating and exhausting, process, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of the things I do find with folks who, and I don't know if you've noticed this, there's a lot of women who are former athletes, and the weight just, it out of nowhere, we could keep it in check before with two a days, or, you know, pushing a little harder, or like you said, sticking with the meal plan or whatever you had, but all of a sudden, like it just seems to switch, and then it's like out of control. And there's, like you said, nothing we can do that goes in our old plan. So that being said, I want you to tell us a little bit about your story, because the fact that you ended up in the hospital at 30, completely depleted, speaks volumes about how the fittest folks can also be the sickest folks.
Oh, so man.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, so folks get a little frame of reference on where we're headed here with this podcast.
Yeah. So let's see, that my story is so big, I don't want to like share the whole thing. So essentially, like, let's do this. So I was competing in CrossFit, and I was at a very high level. I was competing at the CrossFit Games, and So I was at that level, and I was, I took a year off to do some bodybuilding. Okay. So I was like training CrossFit Games level, like, man, dude, that's like 5-6 hours a day, more like 6 hours for sure. You know, your whole life revolves around it. Right. But, and then what happened is I took a year off and I went to bodybuilding. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I combined a bodybuilding diet with the training of CrossFit, like a 5-6 hour training regimen. Yeah. So that worked at first. I got super lean, looked great, you know? And then I decided to go back into CrossFit, and like, at that point, like there, I had done something to my body. Like it just got stressed out from the bodybuilding, and I didn't like listen to it. And I, you know, I was continuing to train. I was going back, I was training back for the CrossFit Games. And there was a point, in January, within 2 months, I gained 20 pounds and I became, you know, hypothyroid, adrenal fatigue, I was diagnosed with stress-induced menopause, like all these things compiled in like within a really short amount of time. So like I said, like I looked great at first, like I looked great for the show. I won the show. And then I went back into, CrossFit, and even like I was starting to eat more, right? Like to fuel for my workouts, but my body just could not handle it. Like, and it was telling me all the signs. It really was. Like, it was, you know, I was low energy. I was hungry all the time, tons of cravings. I wasn't sleeping, aches and pains. Like my workouts felt harder than they usually do. But I, you know, when you're an athlete, like you just get used to that. That's just like the norm. So it's like, you know, you just work through it. You're like, you know, you just suck it up. And so I didn't listen to that. And I just kept pushing and pushing until there was this day where I was actually managing my girlfriend's gym. She was out of town, and I was going to go do a recovery swim in the lake. And I grabbed my bathing suit and I go, and I was going to put my bathing suit on, and I couldn't fit a single leg in. And this bathing suit was brand new from just 2 months prior. That's how I knew it was in 2 months, because I wasn't weighing myself. And I couldn't fit like a single leg in through this brand new bathing suit that fit perfectly 2 months ago. And I at first was like, oh man, I must've grabbed my girlfriend's bathing suit, cause she's super skinny. And turns out it was mine. So it was mine. And like, that's when I like the lights came on. I was like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. And I realized, I went and weighed myself, and like, I, It all made sense. It made sense why my pull-ups felt harder. My, like, everything just felt like harder, heavier. And so that's when I went into, I went to the doctors and, yeah. And they diagnosed me with all this stuff, you know? So, and they told me basically that I was stressed out. I was too stressed and I need to stop stressing. Right. And at first I was like, well, you know, how the hell am I supposed to do that? And they first, you know, I worked with a bunch of different coaches and female physicians, like a female metabolic physicians. And they all said, you know, like that I just need to lay off training so much and do a lot of walking and, you know, baths and, you know, naps and stuff like that. And so I did. And the thing is, it worked for a little bit. But then I just brought all that drive that I had into athletics and I brought it into my business because I was like, okay, well, I'm not like freaking training all day, right? Which was a whole like monster of itself, like to tackle. And what happened is because I was driving with my business so hard, I blew up again. So I lost the weight, but then it just came right back. And it like all the signs and symptoms were there again too. Like I was such low energy. I felt like almost somebody had drugged me because I couldn't even keep my eyes open in the afternoon. And it was all just, again, it was stress related, but it's not the thing that I was doing. It's not necessarily the workouts. It wasn't necessarily, you know, like the walks weren't fixing it. Like it was the way that I was thinking, right? So it's these inner patterns, the way that we think, the way that we feel, these beliefs and the way that we believe that we have to drive in this world is the thing that was causing all the stress in my body and causing such resistance and causing it to flare up and have me gain weight. Okay. So it's like, it wasn't about the food. It wasn't about the workouts. And this was the second time around, right? That I realized, oh, like I can't just take naps and walk all day long or go on vacation. That's not going to do it because I bring my thoughts with me everywhere I go. So I had to learn how to train my mind and train my nervous system on how to relax again and get rid of these beliefs that are, you know, it's still obviously a process, but that have, you know, that I've adopted from my parents and just kind of like that, especially that athlete mentality, go, 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 push harder, work, you know, discipline, like, you know, all that structure. I've had to break away from that because that structure was literally killing me from the inside out. So, and that's when I started to take a really deep dive into what I call like self-mastery, like mastering your thoughts, your emotions, you know, your body, but from a not from a head level, but from a feeling level, learning how to feel and take care of yourself. That aligns with peak vitality. So, yeah.
Your story is so, you know, the fact that it happened twice, I also, same thing, two times. Yeah. It had to take me two times before I really like started to realize like, oh crap, I'm the problem. My thoughts are the problem, not, you know, my workout regimen, not my diet, not that. It's what I'm thinking. It's not uncommon. Now, one of the things that you mentioned is that drive. And let's talk a little bit about athlete mentality, but also mentality in terms of someone who is driven, that maybe is not an athlete, but an entrepreneur. It seems that constant, like if you're laying around and you're not being productive, like there's something wrong. Did you feel that way? Did you feel like constantly in your head, like I should be doing something, like I need to be like this? I'm being lazy. What's going on?
Yeah. Girl, man, that's always a work in progress, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So absolutely. And that's the work that I've had to do. That's what this work has been all about is why do I feel the need to drive like that? What does it mean about me if I don't? Right. So I've had to really go in deep and it all stems down. If you look back, usually if you look back to the way that you were brought up, you know, and my dad was, he's very hardcore. Like he's very hard. He's very strict. And, you know, and one of the ways that I like, you know, my dad was, it is very important to me. He's very close to my heart. And, he wasn't really good at showing love. He's not good at showing love. And so one of the ways that I felt like I got his attention and his love was by being really good at stuff, right? Especially sports, you know, he was proud of his little girl, his little monkey. And so, so that's been something, just a really big driver for me, you know? And then not only that, like it just, I've also based, you know, my self-worth around that. Like, hey, if I win stuff, I'm more worthy. If I get my workout in, if I do my routine exactly how it's done and I cross off all the boxes, right? I am more valuable as a coach, as a person. Like I can, you know, I can be confident, like everything dependent on me checking off all these things. And so I've had to get down to the root of, okay, well, if I don't do these things, what does that mean about me? What am I so freaking afraid of? What am I running from? And that's what we're all like, that's the thing is like, we're all running from something. What is that fear? What are you running away from? If you sit still, if you don't do the routine, if you don't get your workout in, right? Because it's that fear of what it will mean about you that is the root of the incessant need to go, 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 don't stop, force yourself, you know, like all of that, like discipline, everything. And the thing is that like the world, you know, highly supports this, or at least our, the Western world, right? Of, you know, just like you're more important. You're stronger, you're better. If you get this two hour morning routine done, or if you like the more stuff that you get done, the more that you accomplish. And so that's why we're like, you know, a lot of us are, you know, we strive in that way. So it's multiple things, right? Like from all different angles. And you really got to go in and question some of the things that we've been taught and the way that we've been, you know, taught to live, like, you know, and it in every area, like with, you know, just how we live our day, how we eat and how we move, like all this stuff. So,
yeah, we have a lot of programming that, yeah, you know, whether it's from our parents, our caregivers, or even just society as a whole, or even trainers, you know, all of us, I'm sure you grew up like this too, your different sports that you were in, your different trainers kind of instilled little tidbits on you. And then you find yourself still stuck in that mindset, or, oh, you know, coach so-and-so used to tell me this, or my dad used to tell me this, and you keep it in there. That programming is so deeply wired that, yeah, it controls us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and the thing is that the world supports that, you know, mm-hmm. like, we've been brought up, you know, from the like industrial revolution to like deep to be worker bees, right? Mm-hmm. To work 9 to 5 and like, hey, you eat at 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. you know, like, so we've like become bound to the clock. And you know, like just the like convenience foods, like all of that supports us to work more and do more and get more done in less time, as opposed to really feeling, well, wait a minute, like, am I even hungry? And what do I really want? And why don't I take time to actually like, you know, build out like a nice, well-felt meal and, you know, and really sit down and enjoy it rather than scarfing it down as I listen to YouTube and check my email at the same time. Right. Like, so it's interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. But the thing is like, that's all okay, right? Until it's not, right? And until it stops working, you realize, okay, I've done everything underneath the sun as far as how I work out and how I eat, and like, I still don't look or feel the way that I want to feel. That's when we got to start looking at those kind of behaviors, yeah, right?
Yeah. It's also that point at which you start to lose trust in yourself and your ability to know what you should do at that, yeah, point. Because you're like, wait, all of the things, all of the programming I've had, all of this stuff, I now nothing's working. Do I trust myself? What do I do? And you mentioned how a lack of self-trust and self-love really kind of keep us stalled out in this department. Let's talk a little bit about that. How did you discover that aspect for you? How did it show up for you? And kind of what did you do to kind of explore it more?
Yeah. So that's the journey I'm on right now. So I've been through, like, it's been different layers essentially. So I went through like the mental work, the emotional work. And now I'm on more of a spiritual work, right? And like a intuition, right? Intuitive, mm-hmm, feeling space. And that's where, you know, like you're right. Like our trust has been damaged, right? Because we've been so reliant on external people, things, everything to tell us what to do and how to do it, you know, like listening to podcasts and reading, mm-hmm, magazines, and, you know, the gym coaches, like telling you how to work out, what should I do? And, all that stuff. How do I build a business? And so like instead of asking ourselves like, hey, wait a minute, am I even hungry? Like, hey, how does the body feel? Like, mm-hmm, you know, we've aligned ourselves to just follow what other people are doing. And we've lost the ability to feel. We've lost the ability to like really go inward and see like, what do I feel and what do I want? Right. And trusting that, because, you know, it goes back to, which it goes back to this need to control, like this, like food is always a great example. Food is a great example for, to see like what kind of behaviors are inside you. Right. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I feel like I have to control my food or my workouts, right? Because I'm afraid that if I don't, then I'm going to get fat or I'm going to get lazy or whatever. And so we control. And then, but what happens is like, because we control, we eventually fall, like we, our body can only handle that for so long. It either gets like super hungry, right? Or it really wants all these sweets because you've restricted them, or it really needs a day off and you're forced to take a day off. And then all of a sudden it's like you go out of control on food, maybe, you know, because you've been restricting them. And so then that back and forthness is what causes that yo-yo, which causes the distrust, yeah. Right? But it all stemmed from the lack of, or it all stemmed from the need to control like my workout and my food and eating a certain way. And so that distrust has been damaged because we are so afraid, we're running away from that thing that I, like that I said earlier, right? Because yeah. we're so afraid of what will happen. And so, and that's why, and then we find ourselves just real, well, I can't trust myself. I can't trust myself to have chocolate in the house. I can't trust myself to take a rest day, you know? And I can't trust myself to set boundaries or whatever. And then we feel the need to have a plan. Right. And then we go back into that cycle again. So it's, you know, what we need to learn, we've gotten so far away from feeling like, mm-hmm. hey, how do I feel like, and you know, what do I want also, like, oh, my body feels, you know, it feels it, maybe even like this morning is a great example. Like this morning I was going to go uphill, you know, skinning on copper. And I was like, oh, like, I feel all right. I'm like sore, but like, I really love being out there. Right. I just love being outside with nature and it's like cold and everything's so cool about it. Right. So it's the idea that like, oh, like I, you know, the mind is thinking, oh, that I really want like that. That sounds like fun. It sounds like it'd be really fun. But my body's like, you know, it would probably be best to just lay low today. Like it really, like you could, you know, like inside, if I really go inward, what my body really wanted was to like do some meditation, prepare for this podcast, just do some light stretching, right? Like that felt like it was going to be more nourishing for me. And we need to, that's where we've been, we've disconnected. Like so many of us have, we don't know how to feel anymore. And so the key to building that trust back to that question is learning how to feel again, learning how to, like, what does it mean to actually take care of yourself and actually nourish yourself? Because that, you know, a lot of us like fitness loving women, we tend to think like, oh, well, self-love is just sticking to the plan and getting out there. And no matter how we feel, you know, just getting up that mountain or doing that thing or whatever it is, doing the checklist, like that's self-love, but actually that's self-hate because you're completely ignoring the way that your body feels and what it needs and what it wants. Right. Yeah. So when you start, and so that's been the process that I've been on is really, and this is, you know, the more advanced layer, but like just feeling, learning how to feel in your body on a really intimate level, and then learning how to put your needs and your wants next, right? Like, what does my body need? Oh, today it needs, it's tight, right? It's sore. It needs massage. It needs to rest. It needs to stretch. It needs to be still. It needs to just take a nap. It needs to, you know, read a magazine, like whatever. It doesn't have to, it just needs a cup of coffee or whatever. And then figuring out, okay, well, what do I want to do? Like what sounds fun? What's one thing I want to do? And when we learn how to follow, like what our soul wants and what our body needs, we learn to start to trust ourselves. We build that trust back because, the body starts to, you know, you start taking care of it. Like you actually start to take care of it and you start to feel good. When you feel good, you start to look good. And then that's how we earn that trust back. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful because I think so many people want or are afraid to feel. Let's be real. Because then if you feel, you've got to feel the feels. And sometimes those feels don't feel so great, you know? And it's, I find it for a lot of women that, and I'm sure you see it too with your clients, is that sometimes there is that component of not being able to take care of themselves. They keep trying, but keep not being able to because that mind has that battle of, I don't want to feel the feels. So what's your exercise with folks on integrating, getting the feeling, just going with the flow? How do you get people going into that?
Well, I mean, like, how do we work through that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah, it's pretty intense, right? So like, this is what we do in the Fitchick Academy. And I call it an intensive because, you know, I mean, it's women that are ready to do the work, because it's not easy. It doesn't feel good. It's long, it's hard, you know, it's everything you don't want, but it will get you to where you want to be. And that's, you know, we go on a real, we take a journey into what are those beliefs, like I said, and like, what are you making it mean about you? What are you afraid of? Where did that come from? Because the thing is that those beliefs were just something you adopted, right? Like that it's just something that you did to earn your mom or dad's love because that wasn't like really there, or it was just your means of doing that. Or maybe it's a belief that you took on from your parents, like, you know, women, especially like moms, the need to take care of everybody else, right? And to put their, you know, other people first. A lot of times, like that's something that they took on from their mom, right? Because it makes them feel more deserving, more valuable, more lovable. And it's that thing though, it's, and that can be, it's there, it's fine to take care of other people, but you need to take care of yourself first. So it's like, we gotta see like, where do these beliefs come from? And what are you making it mean about you if you don't do your checklist, if you don't take care of these people, if you don't put your kids first or whatever. And because that's, again, the root, that it's like you're running away from that. Right. And that's the feeling that doesn't feel good. Oh, well, you know, I'm not lovable if I don't look a certain way. I'm not lovable if I don't, you know, if I don't have like, I don't know, if I'm not cooking my husband dinner every night. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, like just all these things. And that's, and like, and so we, that's why we end up doing, that's why it's so hard to break, right? Yeah. Because it's such a deep rooted thing, and it's so, you know, important to you, but it's that's the root that's driving everything. So we, you know, we spend 12 weeks on just the thought process, like the mental thoughts that are, that you're driving from, and learning how to be aware of what's in there. What is driving you? What are those thoughts? What are those beliefs? Where did they come from? And then learning how to retrain them. Okay, well, we've got to retrain new beliefs then, because that feeling of feeling unworthy, unless unlovable, unless, right, I look a certain way, do this thing, whatever, that's driving everything. So we have to retrain certain beliefs to align with the, like with the life that you want, right? The body you want, the everything. Okay. And then we spend another 12 weeks training the nervous system to actually feel that way. So, just like, you know, anxiety, overwhelm, those are patterns. Everything's a pattern. And, you know, like I used to wake up feeling crazy anxious and super overwhelmed as soon as I woke up, and there would be nothing for me to do like on a Saturday or something. And I'd still wake up like wigging out. I'll be like, what is wrong with me? And it's because it's just the nervous system. It's just programmed like that. And it's, you know, and so it just turns on. It's automatic. And so it's just like a muscle. The more you flex a certain emotion, the stronger it gets, right? So the more you feel anxiety, the more anxious you become, the more you feel overwhelmed, the more natural overwhelm is your life, your reality. And then your body, if you're feeling that way all the time, good luck losing weight or feeling good, right? Yeah. So we have to, just like that, we've trained anxiety and overwhelm, we can train peace, love, joy, you know, contentment, whatever, tranquility, right? And so that's the work that we do. So mental work, then going into the nervous system, and then intuition is the more advanced layer. So yeah, it's
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. It's, you know, it's something that, you know, as I've gotten older, really started to embrace this aspect of things. And plus, of course, being a doc myself, I see people in the anxiety loops. I see people in the same loops you're talking about, where there's no trust. There's, you know, they're just running old programs and flexing, you know, the muscles of what they're currently doing. And I love the training, like relate, like using that word of training yourself to, you know, do something different, to feel something different, to, you know, embrace a different style of life. And like you said, it's intense, it's hard. And I think this is where a lot of women are like, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could. Now, do you have a lot of people that'll come into your program who are like, I'm all in, but I'm so scared, I'm so nervous?
Oh yeah. Well, everybody usually is. Because they know that they're going to be, like, I let them know, look, this isn't for anybody, right? But it's for the person who's really ready to change. Like, this isn't, you know, it's not easy. It's not short, you know, and there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, but like, it's the path to where you want to go. Yeah. And so if you're willing to commit 6 months, your life forever will be transformed forever, right? Like, you will never need to you won't live in this constant state of panic, right? And anxiety. Life will be more free flowing, more at ease, and just more enjoyable. And the body will all that stress around that on body and food and all that, like, just, it just goes away. And it's, yeah. And then it feels so good. You want to share it with people. But yeah, I mean, it's really important that I set certain expectations and, you know, so that people know what they're getting into. Like, it's really fun though. I mean, it's like, in the beginning, it's not so fun, 'cause you're like, oh my God, like, I didn't realize all this crap was there, but it's exciting to find it, because here you are, for years, you've been trying to do all these other things and wasting your time and energy and money. And it's like, you literally give me 3-6 months and like, you'll see that stuff go away, you know? So it's exciting to find these little like demons, or, you know, like little ghosts inside you that are running your behavior. Because when you find them, it's like, oh, thank God, I can freaking pluck this thing out. Right. And that's like literally what we're doing. We're just plucking them out, like, so that you can sit, you know, you can allow yourself to slow down, because right now you can't, even though you may want to, you know? Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, I can totally resonate. I mean, I've woken up for years and years in the morning, like, eyes open, and it's like, literally, like you had mentioned, like, the mind's going in 500 places, and I got to do this and I got to do that. And then there's really nothing to do, but you make it into this huge thing of craziness. And yeah. I know I'm not alone. And I know that there's a lot of ladies out there that feel this way. And unfortunately, society has us thinking we need anxiety meds. We need all these things. Now, within the journey that folks could take with you, because you have the Fit Chick Academy, but you also have your retreats. And I know that some folks may be interested in one versus the other. Tell us a little bit, you had mentioned more about the Fit Chick Academy. Tell us a little bit more about your other offerings so that folks can really get a sense of like what you have to offer. Because really, honestly, I haven't seen anything similar to what you're offering for folks that are athletic driven, like entrepreneurs is basically what I'm getting here.
Oh yeah.
In terms of
same drive.
So tell us a little bit more, like, websites, things, details, because I think for the listeners, I think a lot of folks might be like, all right, how do I work with Nat? Like, what do I do? Sign me up.
So if we're going to talk about, I'll first start talk about the retreats. Like, the retreats are, it's definitely a small group, like, it's like 10 to 12 people. And it's just a more transformative experience, because we're in, you just can't recreate the same environment when, you know, you're in person versus virtual through a screen, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, when we're in person, essentially what we do during the retreat, it's a combination of fitness, food, and mindset, like realigning this stuff. Right. And, you know, I've created my own system where, you know, I teach people how to make fitness more enjoyable where there isn't the pressure, and how to listen to themselves, how to really be present in the moment, and how to feel their body, and how to like determine, you know, how hard to push depending on how the body feels. So I teach that. And then we also teach a intentional eating component of like how to eat with more awareness and more mindfulness, and from a place of self-love, as opposed to what should I eat, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, what do I need? What am I fueling for? What would make me feel most alive now? And learning how to just make eating something that's more sacred, right? Like a more ritualistic experience.
Yeah.
But most importantly throughout that is that the mindset piece, where we essentially, you know, we train, align, and rewire your emotions, your thoughts, and your nervous system in the course of 5 days. Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's pretty, there's a lot of energy shifting. Right. We get silent, right? Like it's silence based for the first, I think, 2 to 3 days. because I just want you to be, I want you to see, right? When we take away, you know, your routines, you start to see what comes up. What are the fears that like show their faces? What are those demons inside, right? And why are they there? And we just start to, like I said, we pluck them out, and they kind of get burped up. And so we do the work on them so that they don't continue to drive you. Okay. These hidden forces. Yeah. So that's really like what the retreat is about. So it's more like, it's not about like, oh, it's all like, you know, we're going to make friends and stuff like that. It's more like, no, this is time to work on yourself. This is for you. Right. So that's what the retreat is. It's in Colorado. I usually run 2 a year. You can find that on my website. And the Fitchy Academy is a 6-month intensive. So ideally you would do like a retreat and then the intensive, or the intensive and the retreat. Because we do the big work, like the big moving of energy in you, at the retreat, but then we have to train it, right? It's like when you go and work out, it's like, okay, you know, like maybe you do a race and then you want to like, you want to set some goals to be like a better racer or whatever. Well, you got to like put in the reps. You got to like, you know, you got to put in the time. You got to put the repetition, the consistency, so that that becomes your new automatic behavior, right? Your new way of thinking, your new way of feeling, your new way of living. And so that's what the intensive is for, right? It's like, okay, this is like a training system. We literally train the mind, the thoughts, and the nervous system for 6 months. So those are the two pieces, you know, how people can work with me. If you wanted to just get in and get like a little taste, I'm actually running, I only do this about once a year, but I'm running a 5-day free challenge, like a free, it's like a fitness challenge, but it's an elevated fitness challenge because I combine the mindset piece in it. That's in February. So that'll be February 20th. I don't know when you're going to send this podcast out, but
we'll make sure it gets out before that.
Okay, cool. But yeah, so that's like 5 days long. And then the Fitchy Academy starts right after that. So yeah, I mean, the whole idea is that they all work together. If you want like more information, you can check out like more about my programs at my website, which is natalienewhart.health. Or I'm super active on Instagram, and you can find all the links there. So,
okay. Excellent. Yeah. The challenge was what intrigued me too, because I'm like, you know, this is a really good way to kind of ease in, get a sense of you, but also find out like, okay, are you ready for this? Because obviously getting into the mindset of things, it probably took me, and I didn't ask you this, but I think this is probably a good time to kind of go through it. How long did it take you from really, I'll call it crashing, because this is what happened to me, crashing my body, to actually realize that, oh my gosh, there's a mind thing here. It's not just me doing the wrong things.
Honestly, it probably took me a year for me to make that, to make the switch, right? Like ding, 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 right? Mm-hmm. I didn't spend much time because it happened twice in 1 year. Yeah. So, cause it happened like in February, March is when I gained 20 pounds, like really quickly. And I like my whole body blew up, and then it probably happened again in August. So, and after once it happened again in August, that's when I was like, all right, I got to do something different. And so probably by, you know, October or something is when I like, I was starting to do like all the mental work, all the emotional work, but that's when it really took time. Right. So I've been at this for, you know, I don't know, probably 5 years or so, 5 years, mm-hmm. 5-6 years. Mm-hmm. But now I've got like such a great, like a system where people don't have to go through all the mistakes that I've went through. Like I can just, hey, this is all you need to know. Just do this. Right. Dun, dun, dun. So, but yeah, I mean, it never really ends. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I had 3 years between my first crash and my second one. And I literally like was good for a bit. And then I got into that where I was like, back to my old habits and like checking myself, being like, oh my God, you're doing the same thing all over again.
Yeah. And so I guess I'm lucky that it happened so quick. So I was like, all right, I got to figure something else out.
Yeah. You know, I think we're all on our own, you know, pattern and journey of how things play out. Right. So sure. I think it's fascinating though. And I think it's great that you found the mindset side of it and saw how things were really connected to thought process and fears and things of that nature. And it's one of the hardest things. I mean, honestly, as a doc, that I have to try to explain to folks, because, you know, you're coming to the doc, you're like, doc, fix me. And I'm like, I'm going to show you how to fix yourself. And a lot of people are like, and not that there's anything wrong with you. And the fixing thing is, I only use it as a term. It's just our thought processes and our programming, but it's one of those things that, you know, I love hearing other folks working on this, doing these programs. And I'm super excited to refer this to my athletes, because I think, I don't know how you feel about it, but I do feel like some of us that are athletic driven, athletic folks, we are some of the worst folks on our body.
Oh, 100%. They are the hardest to work with, for sure. Like very driven, very motivated, you know, fitness loving, like athletic women over 35. Yeah. And it, this is why I wanted to work with them so bad, is because I know they have everything, right? Like they have the discipline, the commitment, like just the character, right? But it's just not aligned in the right direction. And they just, which I'm not saying that that's easy, right? You have to be willing to shift some of these beliefs and trust that it's the right way, because none of the other ways are working, you know? So, but yeah, I mean, it's just like these women, I want to free them, right? Like I want to give them the ability to be free and fit and free. Yeah. Oh,
that's beautiful. That's mic drop at this point. I mean, really fit and free, because there's so much tied into fitness and so much tied into the drive to keep competing, winning, you know, challenges, things of that nature. But then there's that whole other side of the body and body image and all that that goes into it. So yeah, well said. Yeah. Well said. Well, Nat, thank you so much for coming on the Health Fix podcast and talking all about this super important subject for ladies to get fit and free. I mean, I'm just gonna keep repeating that. I think that's the MO of the day. Yeah. So thanks again. We will make sure that we get all the links, folks, for all of our programs at drjcrossnd.com. And I have a feeling we'll be seeing more of Nat on Instagram and me linking to her as we move forward through some of the exploration I'm going through with my body as I keep going and helping ladies get connected with Nat. So Nat, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.